Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's Mary Dixon.
Tonight's the deadline for a government shutdown. The U.S. House last night approved a short-term spending resolution, but Senate Republicans don't have enough votes yet to follow suit without Democrats, who are pressing to include protections for the roughly 700,000 Dreamers who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children. Bloomberg reports Trump planned to celebrate the first anniversary of his inauguration with a $100,000 per couple fundraiser tomorrow night at his members-only club in Florida, though now a White House spokesperson says Trump won't leave for Florida till the Senate passes the spending bill. Women's marches are planned all around the country, including in Grant Park tomorrow. Anti-abortion groups plan their annual March for Life in Washington today. Federal appeals judges in Chicago today will hear the Trump administration's request to withhold public safety grants from sanctuary cities that don't fully cooperate with federal immigration authorities. U.S. District Judge Harry Leinenweber has frozen the penalty in all 50 states. A Cook County judge has ordered the release of a man convicted of a double murder in 1997. Jaime Howd served more than 20 years of a life sentence. A state commission supported his claim that Chicago police tortured him into a false confession. A downstate man has pleaded guilty to killing Christy Wesselman of Glen Ellen in 1985. Michael Jones faces an 80-year prison term when he's sentenced in DuPage County next week. It's 8:02 on XRT. Chicago sports teams taking a couple days off to enjoy the fine weather. Tomorrow the Bulls are playing in Atlanta. The Blackhawks host the Islanders. Partly sunny today, high in the low 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 20s. And tomorrow partly cloudy, high around 40. It's 30 degrees at the lakefront, 28 at Midway, and 29 degrees at O'Hare.
As we feature today, our Friday feature, Steve Stevens and Stevies. We've gotten into Stevie, Nick's.
Uh-huh.
A couple of guys that have both been called Stevies and Steves, Steve Miller and Steve Winwood. And we've even heard from Steve Earle, but I think my favorite Steve song selection of the entire day is coming up next. Here on 93XRT.
So many options.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.